Twitter criticism.
Literary criticism used to be the work of qualified and learned literary critics and confined to serious newspapers and magazines. In today's world, however, thanks to social media such as Twitter, we can all air our views on books, films, and concerts that we've loved or hated. So what did Joe Simpson, writer of Touching the Void, do when his book came in for heavy criticism by followers on Twitter? He tweeted right back, of course. When the mountaineer set out to write the book about his near-death experience in the Peruvian Andes in South America, he could never have imagined what reaction his writing would provoke among young readers. Touching the Void is a grueling tale of how the acclaimed mountaineer broke his leg on the descent of Siula Grande in the treacherous mountains. After his climbing partner was left with no choice but to sever the rope that joined them, Joe was forced to crawl back down the mountain with a broken leg to safety. While Simpson's mountaineering and survival skills are second to none, his written account of his ordeal failed to impress many readers. The book, which has been used in GCSE and English language exams, is not at all popular with young examinees, it seems. Many adolescents took to Twitter as a means of protest. One angry tweet to Simpson screeched, "Your book is the reason my entire year will fail our English exam." While a bitter learner of English as a foreign language claimed, "I failed because of you." Simpson, refusing to take the comment personally, simply tweeted back to the young follower, saying that he failed because his English wasn't up to scratch. While some celebrities would be taken aback by the tone of some of the comments, Simpson sees the funny side of it all. He said that it was quite comical to have cheated death in the Andes and then to receive such tweets from a bunch of spotty teenagers who can't even pass their exams.
Amber Case, cyborg anthropologist.
Every day, millions of people all over the globe spend hours on end staring at a screen, clicking, scrolling, and reading. Amber Case wonders how much they, and the world, are changing in the process. She is a cyborg anthropologist, exploring how humans and technology interact. In an age when virtually everyone uses mobile phones and computers to communicate, work, learn, and play, the entire world is her field site. What will the next life-shaping breakthrough in technology be? How do parents respond to children who spend hours online? Which new products will fail or succeed? Is technology changing our values and cultures? These are the kinds of questions my work tries to help answer, says Case. As an anthropologist, Case studies the relationship between people and technology. She claims that mobile phones have become like miniature children. If they cry, we pick them up. We plug them into the wall and feed them. When they're lost, we panic. Some people even say their state of mind is linked to how fast their internet connection is. If it's slow, they feel groggy. Some people fear that technology will make us operate like machines and distance us from other human beings. Case has another opinion. She believes that instead of pushing people apart, good technology helps people to connect with each other. Thanks to the internet, we can now keep in contact with each other and share our videos, photos, and stories in a way we couldn't in the past.